Good afternoon, Eastern Sierra. Today we got a little bit of everything from a building inspection report in Bishop that's part solid and part don't stand too close to a new parking structure where your opinion might actually matter, plus fresh funding in the fight against wildfires. We'll also check in on Mammoth Bike Park. Spoiler, there's dirt. It's awesome. And there's a lot of it. And I'll have your weekend weather forecast so you can plan accordingly. Or not. And speaking of planning, today's report is brought to you by our Waterworks Car Wash in Bishop. Because your car deserves a wash, even if you haven't had one since the last time it rained. Which, let's be honest, might have been a while ago. Oh, and by the way, the global Sleep Under the Stars night. Maybe this is your cosmic nudge to grab the tent, pack up the family, and get one last camping trip in before school starts. Just make sure you check the weather first. You'll thank me later. The City of Bishop posted the latest inspection results from the Chamber of Commerce building adjacent to the city park. After repeated public requests, the city brought in David Lackyard from Wilden Engineering on July 28th to conduct a full structural evaluation. The verdict? The southern expansion, that part extending over the stream, is structurally unsafe. Nearly 60% of the cantilevered foundation has been washed away, placing the structure in imminent danger of collapse. It's been red tagged and will require immediate evacuation. The good news, the A-frame on the north side remains solid. No erosion, no structural issues. A meeting this morning between Mayor Kong, City Administrator Deshaun, Chamber Director Tawny Thompson, and board members confirmed the red tagged area will be emptied. The A-frame stays open as the visitor center, at least for now. A limited access agreement is in the works, and Thompson reports they're already seeking a new permanent home. Next steps include bringing in Wood Rogers, Inc. for a structural damage assessment and repair cost estimate. The City Council will discuss further action at their upcoming August 11th meeting. Calling all drivers, pedestrians, and anyone who's ever circled a parking lot. Bishop wants your input. The City of Bishop has launched a parking and land use survey. It aims to guide future planning by mapping out parking patterns, downtown access, and how new development, including 13 residential units currently under construction, may affect demand. The city already conducted occupancy counts across different seasons last year and has even added a parking enforcement officer to the team. Now, Bishop wants to hear from residents, businesses, workers, and visitors. The survey, available in both English and Spanish, runs through August 31st. Responses will shape the downtown parking management plan, upcoming zoning changes, and will inform updates to sidewalks, streets, and amenities. After submissions close, the city will hold a public workshop to review findings and explore potential solutions. Have questions? Feedback? Reach out to Principal Planner Anna Budnick via email or phone. It's Eastern Sierra Dust got you driving around in a mobile dirt sculpture. Let's fix that. At our Waterworks Car Wash in Bishop, they don't just wash your car. They give it the fresh, off-the-lot glow. Mud, pollen, road grime from your last mountain adventure? Gone in minutes. Choose from a range of wash packages to fit your ride and your budget. And yes, they've got options for that. I haven't washed my car in 6 months situation. You know the one I'm talking about. So why settle for dusty when you can sparkle? Swing by our Waterworks Car Wash in Bishop. Your car will thank you, and so will anyone who has to ride in it. Our Waterworks Car Wash, because clean looks good on you and your car. With smoke season looming, wildfire prep just got a financial shot in the arm. At the Inyo County Board of Supervisors meeting on August 5th, the board authorized Wildfire Prevention Coordinator Kristen Filer to submit multiple applications to CAL FIRE's Wildfire Prevention Grants Program. These grants tap into roughly $135 million statewide, drawn from California Climate Investment and Proposition 4 bonds. What do the applications include? Well, a community green waste disposal support program to provide vouchers and dumpsters in high-risk areas to help residents maintain defensible space. Hazardous fuels reduction in county parks by clearing overgrown vegetation, supplemental funding to enhance ingress and egress planning, and make sure communities have safe evacuation routes. Building on prior local transportation commission's grants, these applications could request up to $950,000, and each they require no local match.
Inyo County has a huge retired population of patients with a lot of cardiac problems. It's a four-hour drive to Reno. They need somebody down here who's going to be in person taking care of them. My specialty is general cardiology with an emphasis in heart failure. I really wanted to be the kind of doctor that makes sure patients understand their care. Bishop is a great place to live. As a result, it attracts really good practitioners trained at top programs in the nation. That energy, it's always pushing you to be at the top of your game. We're going to turn our cardiology program into a top-notch program, and it's only going to continue to grow. 20 years ago, the survival expectation of somebody with severe heart failure may be 3 to 5 years. Today is 20 to 25 years. For somebody who's 60 to 70 years old, that means now living a normal lifespan.
On to this weekend's events, starting off with Mammoth's Village Championship Downhill Series. The second race of the series began at 2 p.m. this afternoon and will finish up at 7 p.m. Be sure to show up and support these racers and maybe consider joining the next one. Bar Sierra is continuing their tradition of hosting live music every Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Stop by for live music, drinks, and a great atmosphere. Tomorrow morning marks the Wild Together Market, held every other week in Bar Sierra parking lot starting at 9 a.m. At Outbound Mammoth, enjoy some summer fun at Pool House, taking place every Saturday this summer from 2 to 5 p.m. This pool party is something you do not want to miss. Also, tomorrow, enjoy a sunset party at the summit of Mammoth Mountain. Ride the gondola, enjoy live music, and experience the wonder of a sunset at 11,053 feet. Festivities begin at 5:30 p.m. And on Sunday morning, enjoy some rise and shine yoga with Apres Zen on the cabin lawn of Outbound Mammoth. Participants should meet at 8:30 a.m. That's all for the events we have this weekend. If you know of more local events, like the Margarita Festival, for instance, want some information on that. If you know of more local events, be sure to share them with us, and we'd love to get them out there for you. As always, be sure to check out easternsierranow.com/events for more information, or just get the mobile app. The dirt's calling, and Mammoth's nearly 50 open trails are answering. With elevations ranging from 8,100 feet at the village up to 11,053 feet at the summit, Via Gondola riders experience a vertical drop of about 3,100 feet. Trail difficulty breaks down to nearly half in the easiest intermediate range, with the remaining portion split among advanced, expert, and pro-level terrain. Options range from mellow to adrenaline pumping. In the Discovery Zone, riders can warm up on short, gentle trails ideal for getting comfortable. Think Adventure, Discovery, and Explorer. Feeling adventurous? Head up via the Panorama Gondola and take on Off the Top, a signature trail that winds nearly 15 miles down to the village, showcasing sweeping Sierra views. From there, expert riders can tackle technical pro zone tracks like Velocity, Chainsmoke, and Twilight Zone. Don't forget safety, because raw terrain demands respect. Helmets are mandatory on all trails, and for intermediate and above, full face style is recommended. Riders can rent gear, grab tune-ups, or even lessons right on the site at the Gear Up in the Mountain Center. Whether you're starting your first laps or going full throttle through the summit, Mammoth has your trail and your flow. You looking for a career that combines purpose, leadership, and the chance to help protect the Eastern Sierra's clean air and natural beauty? The Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District is now hiring an administrative services officer, and they want someone like you. This is a full-time position based in beautiful Bishop, California. As the administrative services officer, you'll be the backbone of district operations, managing key areas like fiscal planning, human resources, payroll budgeting, and administrative oversight. And the perks? Oh, they're solid. Competitive salary, CalPERS retirement plan, excellent health, dental, and vision coverage, generous vacation and sick leave, and a supportive professional work environment surrounded by Eastern Sierra mountains, lakes, and endless outdoor opportunities. To qualify, you'll need experience in administrative or financial management, ideally in a public agency. Strong leadership, organizational, and communication skills are essential. And if you know your way around government budgeting and HR systems, even better. Make sure you say that. Ready to make a real impact and work where others vacation? Apply now for the Administrative Services Officer position at gbuapcd.org. This message is brought to you by the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District, protecting air quality across the Eastern Sierra and supporting the professionals who make it all happen. Now for a look at your weather forecast, proudly sponsored by the Back Alley Bowl and Grill, starting off with Bishop. Today's forecast is basically a giant hot tub, minus the water. We're looking at plenty of sunshine and a high fire threat, with highs near 101 and lows around 58 tomorrow. Mother Nature is cranking the sun dial up to inferno, 102. Still blazing, high fire danger remains, low of 60. Sunday's not letting up, 103, and inching towards record territory. Dry air and relentless sun, your skin's worst enemy. It's basically a dry sauna out there. Mammoth is serving a more moderate tempo, sunny and warm, highs near 80, breezy in the afternoons, and yes, still a high fire threat. Lows dip to 43. Tomorrow, it's looking like 83 and breezy again. Dry air still pushing up the fire risk. Chills are low at 47. And Sunday turns a notch warmer with 84 and mostly sunny skies. Still keeping the high alert on fire risk. Lows a brisk 48. Great hiking day. Just maybe plan to retreat indoors afterwards, like maybe head to the back alley bowl and grill, for instance, where the only heat you'll experience comes from the kitchen, not the sky. Stay safe, stay savvy, and bring on the cold ones. That's it for today's Eastern Sierra Now News Report, your daily mix of facts, local flavor, and just enough wit to keep things interesting. If you liked what you saw, make sure to hit that subscribe button on YouTube and follow us on Facebook and Instagram so you never miss a story. Big thanks again to Our Waterworks Car Wash in Bishop, where they make your ride look so clean, you might just start carpooling with pride. And don't forget, tonight's Global Sleep Under the Stars night, whether it's in a tent, under the pines, or just in your backyard with a sleeping bag, go make a memory before those first day of school alarms start ringing. I'm Jesse Steele, and this is Eastern Sierra Now. See you next time.